Blackstone Audio presents Notes from the Internet Apocalypse by Wayne Gladstone. This book is read by Richard Powers. For Romaya. 1. Day 1, the happening. When the great crash happened, it was nothing we'd feared. There was no panic, no tears. Mostly just slammed fists and swearing. The internet was down and hitting refresh didn't work. Control-Alt-Delete was also useless. No one had internet. Anywhere. And we didn't know why. Electricity, running water, and even television were all unaffected. But Internet Explorer mocked us with an endless hourglass, and Firefox just kept suggesting an update that never came. Mac users were confident Safari would never fail them, but it did. Although because the internet was down, no one tweeted, "Ugh, Safari, fail." We went to sleep that night with no emails sent, no statuses updated, and millions of men all over the world checked that secret panel in their basement wall to see if their old Jenna Jameson DVDs were still there to play them to sleep. Tomorrow, we thought, would be a new day. Day 2. The Waiting. Some woke at dawn. Not on purpose, but withdrawal can be a bitch. They were the first to see that nothing had changed. A few walked out bewildered into the rain. Others remembered that television still had things called weathermen who advised them to take an umbrella on days like this. By 9 a.m., our mood was best characterized as one of bemused frustration.